In Judges 6, God instructed Gideon to tear down his father's altars and idols that had been allowed to overtake the nation. Gideon obeyed the Lord despite their traditions, teachings, and obvious persecutions that would befall him due to standing up for the Lord. In America, many altars and idols have risen that the Lord commands that we tear down. Unfortunately, many of these altars and idols are not only found in secular society, but have crept into the church unaware, being unnoticed and embraced by many. So let's take a look at some of these idols that are so warmly embraced in which you are directly responsible to tear down. Preaching a lawless gospel. It fails to use the Ten Commandments to bring the knowledge of sin, which is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, in which is perfect converting the soul. Read Romans 7:7, Galatians 3:24, and Psalm 19:7. It leans on man-made methods and says those who use the law are legalistic. John Newton, writer of Amazing Grace, said, "Ignorance of the nature and design of the law is at the bottom of most religious mistakes." An image in our mind of a tolerant God. This is a false God that tolerates sin and smiles on humanity as a friend. In fact, God hates sin, calls sinners enemies, and commands us to hate sin as well. Read James 4:4, Romans 5:10, Colossians 1:21, Psalm 97:10, Psalm 119, 104, and Amos 5:15. How much does God hate sin? Look to the cross. Charles Spurgeon said, "The very least offense against God is so intolerable that if hellfire were put out, one sin could kindle it again." Presentation of a false grace. This grace enables people to stay in their sins by allowing the person to lean on a crutch of imperfection, making the so-called road to heaven wide when in fact this road leads to hell. The true grace of God empowers you to walk the straight and narrow. Matthew 7:13 and 14, Romans 5:20, and Romans 6:1 through 2. The true grace of God pulls out the crutch so that you may lean on Him who is able to make you perfect and perfect the things that which concerneth you. Again, read Matthew 5:48 and Psalm 138, verse 8. A presentation of a false love. This love overlooks sin and is demonstrated in lip service, not in action. However, the love of God is confrontational, not in lip service, again, but in action. Read 1 John 3:18. Example, there's a family having a barbecue on top of a burning building. As you walk by, instead of yelling to them to get out of the building, you imply they're okay by putting on your Sunday smile and waving to them. You'd say, "That's crazy. Nobody in their right mind would do that." Well, the truth is, it happens all the time. People are too afraid to confront sin, and little do they realize that their blood is on their own hands. Read Ezekiel 3 and 33. Charles Spurgeon again rightly said, "I am told Christians do not love each other. I am very sorry if that be true, but I rather doubt it, for I suspect that those who do not love each other are not Christians." False prophets, God of prosperity and false peace. These supposed prophets, through enticing words, raise an idol god and promise peace when there is no peace. In other words, God will give you a bigger house, a bigger car, and more money. Listen to what the great reformer Martin Luther rightly said. "Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should never have foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ." Grace in Webster's 1828 means the power to restrain from sin, not to indulge in it. Read Jeremiah 6, 13 through 14, Ezekiel 13, 10, and 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 3. They preach that gain is God.
A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road, and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff.
Ooh.
President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be covering today, the fastest hour on national radio, I'm told, and I've been told since we've been on the radio, because we're trying to get so much information into the people concerning what is being censored or suppressed. And in contrast to how they're continuously distracting the American people. Here, as a matter of fact, if you don't mind, I'm just going to go ahead and push this forward because I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy, Jeffrey Sachs. He's an American economist. I want you to listen carefully as to what he says about what's going on the inside. He's going to tell you so you can understand why it is that we are dealing with what we're dealing with today. And the only reason this is happening, friends, is because the people put up with it. Once again, okay, you are the responsible party. Check this out.
The United States is the most lawless and
dangerous country
in the world by far. You cannot believe how much misinformation we get every single day. Because I have advised more than 100 governments around the world. I have seen things with my own eyes. I've seen U.S. CIA coups with my own eyes. Governments lie, but superpowers make super lies. And if you're running the largest war machine in the world, hey, you are going to lie all the time. The entire Iraq war was not because they thought there were weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction was the outcome of a focus group inside the Pentagon.
Yep.
How are we going to sell this war to the American
people? That's exactly right.
Who made the decision 2 days ago that ATACMS can shoot deep inside Russia? Another brilliant move. We don't even know if the president of the United States is compos mentis right now. We have a deep state that takes these decisions, not a word of explanation to the American people. It's all lies. And I've seen it all through my life because I've been advisors to prime ministers and to presidents and to central bank governors and to some of the wonderful people on this panel. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot.
Okay, so folks, you're hearing it directly from people that are on the inside trying to tell you exactly, friends, as to why we are in a position that we're in today. And it is because, and I've said this, friends, and again, I think it's been coined very well, and I'm talking about how I caught this by saying this. That's how the Holy Ghost teaches his kids and his friends, his servants, his sons and his daughters. And I just caught this one day. It's like these people know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. And I'm going to get into that a little bit today because I think, again, it's important for people to understand. Yesterday, I needed to close something off, but during the end of the show, it came on so quick, I didn't get an opportunity to actually do that. I want to play this, and this is a guy that's really coming forward, answering a question, and saying this is what the American people need to do to bring about resolve. And he showed exactly where we were supposed to go. And again, it's just refreshing when you see people out there that are actually saying what needs to be said, such as this individual. And I'm here to tell you, friends, he said it. And it's what exactly needed to be said. And for some reason or another, I just dropped that. Do forgive me, folks. And if I have to, I can pick it up later on. It doesn't matter. But again, here he goes. I'm just going to go right to him. Check this out, folks. Listen to what he says concerning the results.
One is to arrest the traitors in the U.S. Congress and White House who have sworn to uphold the U.S. Constitution. And somehow, the American people have sat by while the president has afforded himself the power to execute anyone, anywhere, anytime, for any American citizen to be detained without any due process of law, no representation, incognito, and theoretically, he could be condemned to death by a military tribunal in secret and executed. All of this operating under supposedly the United States Constitution. So all of these traitors need to be arrested first and foremost. When Netanyahu came to the Congress a couple years back, he received 29 standing ovations by these cowardly chicken hawk traitors. So the American patriots need to stand up and grab a pair and ultimately have some integrity and get rid of these traitors. Secondly, cut off all funding to Israel. Israel is a pariah state, a criminal state. It is committing active policies of genocide by the legal definition of the word according to Black's Law Dictionary. That country needs to be cut off right now. All of their attention needs to turn inward. Stop your little empire endeavors and full spectrum dominance and all of this sort of madness. Start taking care of your infrastructure back home. Start taking care of the American citizens who have worked their whole lives and now find themselves wondering how they're going to keep a roof over their head. All of that is very obvious and very sensible. Or America can continue to decline into an absolute total pariah state, hated and resented around the world, and maybe bring the whole world into World War III. We need some serious change in government, and that means getting rid of these traitors.
Well, folks, he's right. He's exactly right, because that's the provision found in the U.S. Constitution. That is the consequence of those that commit the act of treason. There's not one thing that he said that was lawless. Not one thing. He's going back to the provision that our forefathers gave to us and how we're supposed to deal in response to the crimes that we see. And he said during the end, he said, if the people fail to do this in so many words, what's going to happen? We're on the precipice of war right now. They're already talking about war. Hey, folks, what's the first casualty in every war? The truth. I just highlighted the fact that we have insiders telling us that there's nothing that we're being told that is true by these agencies, by these departments, by these administrations. Then the guy comes behind him and tells us this is how you have to deal with them. Well, guess what? The American people have now conditioned themselves to sit down and wait for the next narrative in seeing in what they can do to talk about what the bad guys are going to do to them next, rather than them standing up and taking the government back, because the people in this country are the government. That's what they fail to understand. And again, let me remind you, friends, that your said representative governments and your representatives, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They only do what you let them do. Folks, they're supposed to stay within the confines and the scope of their authority given unto them by the Constitution. They are way outside of that, and they've been there for 60, 70, 80 years now. So again, Americans, we have to take responsibility for what's going on in this country. Every country deserves the government that it has, and we need to get back to who we are rather than what it is that they want to make us, okay? Real quick, let me give you a heads up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. 10 to 15 articles every day given from contributors from all over the country, like the Sons of Issachar knew the times. So do they. They're actually fighting. They're in the culture war. They're bringing about answers. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. When you get a moment and you desire to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We're going to kick this off on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 281-845-4704. Love to hear from you. Add to, take away. If you want to contend, shoot 3 and 4. That's on you. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. I want to kind of piggyback off of this last gentleman that we just had on. And by the way, that was mainstream media, just so you know. He was asked a question and he gave the answer, regardless if the people wanted to hear it or not. It's what the people claim and desire that they say they desire as their resolve, but they don't want to have to be the ones actually to enforce the law against the corruption that we see in this country. Therefore, what does that precipitate? It precipitates war. Read Proverbs 21, verse 7. Read Amos 6, 3. My goodness, folks. It says, if you're not going to bring judgment to them, this is going to come back on you. And there is no in-between. And this is what I was talking about yesterday. Kill or be killed. Really, spiritually speaking, that's exactly right. Either you're going to stand up and be the law, Psalm 94, verse 16, or what's going to happen is the lawless are just going to overthrow you. And that's exactly where we're at today. And again, so when I say that no people have nobody to blame but themselves, well, folks, who else are we supposed to blame? Are we just going to sit around and act like a bunch of parrots and complain about the politicians we're taught to hate and praise the politicians that we're taught to love? You just got done hearing from an insider that you're lied to all day long by these people. Have you failed to remember that the narrative controlled by the Mockingbird media worldwide is under the umbrella of the CIA? It's all bought and paid for. The controlled narrative is. See, that's what's so wonderful about the affiliates that we have across the country. They're still willing to stand up and let you know what the truth of the matter is. That's the beauty of radio. It truly is, friends. Because on social media platforms, as we can see right now, they can censor you all day long. Why? Because they're not there for you people. They're there to appease the corporations that control you. And that's the importance of the First Amendment. And if you want to let the freedom of speech go, then everything else is going to go. And there's so much to talk about when it comes to what we're highlighting even right now. I want to go over to a guy named Piers Morgan. You guys all know who he is, right? And this is uncensored. There's a guy named Myron Gaines who's going to talk here. He says some expletives, but he does have them censored, so I'm thankful for that. And what he's doing is he's bringing a Rabbi Shmuley up who's going out there trying to blow the trumpet as to how they're under attack. He's talking about the modern-day Israel, which is, again, not the Israel of God. Make distinctions, professor. Don't just go along with everything that you're being told, because what we're seeing, friends, is not only the CIA-controlled media is under these people, not only is Hollywood under the control of these people. Go ahead and look up at the screen right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Who's responsible for the COVID-19 vaccines? Look at all of the heads of the CDC, the directors, the deputy director, the chief of staff, the chief medical officer, the director of Washington office. Who are they, friends? Who's the COVID czars? Who's the COVID senior advisors? Who's the HHS assistant health secretary? Look at the names. Look who they are, friends. This is modern day Israel, and it is not the Israel of God. Go on. Pfizer chief scientist, who are they? Moderna chief scientist, who are they? BlackRock CEO, who is he? BlackRock president, who is he? Chief scientist, Gamaleya Institute, who is he? Who is she? Director, chief medical officer, Johnson & Johnson, chief medical officer, Merck, chief chairman, World Economic Forum, head advisor, World Economic Forum. Look at the names, friends. Understand who they are. Co-creator of mRNA technology. Look who they are. Chair of chemistry, Harvard University. Who are they, friends? They are the modern day Israel that they're selling you that they are the chosen of God. Look at the crimes that these people are responsible for. And again, I said yesterday, and I want to say it again, if you just go ahead and listen to what a politician says, hey, folks, that's how they get away with it, and they bank on it, that you're not going to cross-check them by judging them the way that you're supposed to judge them according to the Word of God. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. According to what they do. Look at Matthew 7:16-20. Look what they do. According to what they do, the fruit that they bear on their branches. That's how you're supposed to judge them. Hey, folks, the same people driving the narrative today are the very people I'm talking about right now. Controlling the narrative. Who are they? Folks, it's the same group of people that you're seeing all your said representatives swear allegiance to. Who is that? Modern day Israel. Rothschild Israel. Do you understand? And when you look at Revelation 3:9, he said there was a difference between the Jews of the Lord and the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. When are people going to take the time to make distinction? And again, as I've said as well, just because they say that they're God's chosen doesn't mean they're God's chosen. Hey, folks, how many heretics have you seen come up on the scene talking about how they were God's chosen, only to find out later that they were cult leaders that were responsible for masses of amounts of crimes against humanity? And just because they call themselves Israel, folks, again, they're banking on the biblical illiteracy of the people in this country. And guess what? They're getting away with it because the people aren't paying attention. But now they are. But now they are. People are catching on. They're understanding that these are not the victims. They're the perpetrators of the crime. And this guy right here is going to go ahead and cover it for me really quick, because we have this said Rabbi Shmuley out there on the networks playing the victim. When in fact, folks, look again at the crimes that they're perpetuating worldwide. It's pretty crazy. Oh, did I forget to tell you that America, did you know that your national debt is about $36 trillion? Did you know that that is equivalent to all of the money that we've given to modern day Israel? Did you know that? Yeah, I just wanted to make clear that you all understood what was going on here. Check this out.
I find it incredible that he's over here so critical of Kanye West, right? About, oh, he beats his wife, whatever. Meanwhile, you're walking around with a war criminal that's killed hundreds of thousands of innocent people, bombed them indiscriminately, etc. If you're so hardcore on Twitter about some tweets versus you're running around with someone that's literally a war criminal wanted by the ICC that's killed tens of thousands of innocent children, right? And then you're over here calling for censorship. I'm tired of anti-Semitism. I'm tired of racism. People like you are the f***ing problem, because here's the thing. Americans are tired of censorship. We're tired of being browbeat into being virtue signaling losers like you. You go ahead and you provoke problems with people. I've literally seen you do this. You go up to people, you provoke them, and they tell you f*** off, and then you get mad and you yell anti-Semitism. Rabbi Shmuley, until you can actually call people liars, no one cares about anti-Semitism anymore. You guys run around, use it for everything, saying, oh, that's anti-Semitic. How about this? When you can call someone a liar for what they're saying, then we'll start taking you more seriously. Other than that, you're f***ing d***o, Rabbi.
There you have it. So, just thought I'd share that. I thought that was important enough as, should I say the word pertinent enough for the American people to actually hear, because the younger people are standing up against this nonsense that the older people are just going along with. I mean, regardless of how many times our forefathers told us to beware of the party spirit, regardless of the times that I, from this pulpit, have continuously parroted that of Orwell when he said it's a political language that's been made and created to make lies sound truthful. Again, I just played at the offset of the show today an individual telling you he's worked with presidents, he's worked with ambassadors, he's worked with CEOs, and the list goes on, prime ministers, so on and so forth, for years, decades. And he tells you the most dangerous people in the world are those that you call your said representatives in the military-industrial complex. And we want to just sit back and not listen to what he has to say? I mean, folks, how many times do you need to be lied to before you stand up and actually hold them accountable? It's one of the things I was talking about at the event on Friday in Brainerd, Minnesota. I said, you know, it's interesting. The question that needs to be proposed to the American people is, what is it that you won't tolerate? What is it that you will not allow them to get away with? You've already allowed them to remove, as they say, it's not true, prayer. You've allowed them to commit an oligarchy through these black robe tyrants that are sitting on the bench today. Oligarchy means where few rule over many. The American people have been desensitized to believe that whatever the Supreme Court says, it goes. So are the judges on a statewide basis. According to the Constitution, in part, that's right, but not when they violate, because they sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. You've allowed them to remove the Ten Commandments. You've allowed them to go ahead and tell men that they can use women's bathrooms. You've already allowed them to say men can marry men and women can marry women. You've already allowed them to say that health care now is a tax, said sodomite advocate John Roberts. He's called the chief justice on the Supreme Court, and yet Americans don't have a clue as to the fact that every single one of those acts is criminal according to the God that gave us that law that they're supposed to make reference and uphold. But that's not what they're doing at all. That's not what they're just doing the opposite. And again, the American people think that they can do whatever they want to do. No, they can't. And it always reverts right back to a law unto itself and asking the question, what did they swear that they would do? They said they would uphold the law, not tear it down. We'll be right back. I'm going to get to what we're going to be talking about here. This is what sticking your foot in your mouth sounds like. And I'm going to get to that right when we get back here, folks. I'm looking forward to it. I wish we didn't have a break right now, but we do.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Destiny. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean. Done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey guys, really quick. So, 281-845-4704. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? By the way, radio show listeners, just wanted to let you know that Rumble has now cut our followers in half. Facebook did that, about 1 million views 5 years ago. We have probably about 5 to 7 million views. YouTube pulled our channel. About the time, folks, they only do that to those that are a threat to the system. And this ministry has been a threat to their system since day one. And we noticed that the minute we stepped into the public view. And I'll tell you what, folks, they're getting a different response from this boy. And I am quite frankly tired of how they are assailing us. Hey, if you want to listen to some pervert that was just named in the Diddy case, like a Russell Brandt, who just all of a sudden miraculously gets saved, hey, just go to Rumble, man. Rumble will go ahead and promote the heck out of the guy. They'll promote him like crazy. They'll promote Ben Shapiro, who's a total Zionist. Matter of fact, I got a video of someone calling him out for being a spy on the behalf of the modern day Israel. Okay? He's the one that says that Jesus Christ is a total, equating him to a criminal. We played that video several times. Don't worry about him. Or what about Charlie Kirk? He's another one, man. They'll promote him to no end. Hey, did you know that $30 million went to Charlie Kirk from modern-day Israel? Guess where that money came from? You. Guess what he promotes? Everything that modern-day Israel promotes. He advocates the gay agenda. He does nothing but promote the current administration who is sold out to Israel, the modern-day Israel. Did you know this? I just want to make clear that you all understood who the mainstream media will promote. They're selectively picking and choosing who it is that you see and who it is that you hear. And if anybody speaks out against the narrative, they will be the first ones to suppress you illegally. Illegally. Okay? Just ask a whole lot of said conservatives that tuck tail when they should have turned around and turned back at big tech companies for illegally censoring free speech. I mean, they act like me holding to the word of God and to the laws of the Constitution, they act like there's something wrong with that. I want to tell you why there's something wrong with that. Romans 3:20, for by the law, right, found in the word of God, common law, and the said statutes within the Constitution condemn their subversiveness. So in other words, if you're not subversive, like what big tech companies promote, isn't it interesting, friends, they will censor you. This isn't a joke. And again, for all of you new listeners, you need to understand, like George Washington said, the minute they shut down free speech, which is the bulwark of freedom, said Ben Franklin, George Washington said that you will be as a sheep led to the slaughter. Every time a dictatorship, an authoritarian system of government takes over, the very first thing they do is they begin to suppress anybody that speaks out against them. That's another one, guys. You all think Alex Jones is your friend? Are you guys kidding me? Are you people kidding me? Does the word shill mean anything? I mean, everybody thinks that Alex is under attack when, in fact, all the mainstream media networks picked him up. The guy's worth $160 million. Are you people kidding me? Whatever you see and what you hear through the mainstream media, they're going the same direction. Prove otherwise. 281-845-4704. Wanted to get over to this really quick. Did you guys all see this? Oh, sad day. He seemed like a pretty cool guy. George Foreman. The boxing champion. I mean, guys, he was a monster. There was no question about it. He was a bad boy in his day. But here's a propaganda outlet, Christian Post again, and they are a propaganda outlet. And there's no doubt about it. And when you look at what Christian Post promotes, it's everything that the mainstream media promotes. And I just want to highlight what we have in front of us right now. Evangelist at heart, George Foreman, boxing champion turned pastor, dies at 56 years old. Okay, cool. He turned Christian. Amen, right? Is this the fruit of a Christian? Did you know that George Foreman, he wasn't married once. He wasn't married twice. He wasn't married three times. He wasn't even married four times. Folks, did you know that he was married five times? And I can hear somebody say right now, who are you to judge? No. Hold that in context in Matthew 7. Did the Lord say, take first the mote out of your own eye before you correct or judge somebody else? Isn't that what he said? Yep, you forgot that part. You took it out of context. Judge not, lest, folks, you say. I say to that, twist not scripture the way Satan twists this scripture. I'm holding merely to the judge's word that condemns the likes of what George Foreman did. He was married five times, okay? Let's see what Jesus has to say about that. Just once, not five times. Reminds me of the Samaritan woman of John in John 4, as a matter of fact. But what does scripture say? This is Jesus. It says in 16:18 of Luke, whosoever putteth away his wife and marry another committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Jesus said one time. He didn't say five times. Guess what, friends? The headline is evangelist. Isn't it interesting? And I was just talking about this. Here's George Foreman. Everybody knows who he is. He's, like I said, he's probably a cool guy, but he was definitely sold out. By the way, there's images of him promoting the vaccines that he died of. Nobody wants to talk about that, right? No, they surely don't want to do that because they're a propaganda outlet. But what's interesting, folks, is I'm sure when he died, they preached him right into heaven. Yet it tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that adulterers have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. And the only grounds for divorcement in any sense of the word is adultery or fornication. That means the husband or wife cheats on each other. That's the only righteous separation before God where you can marry another, or your husband or your wife dies. I'll tell you what, you want to get people's dander up, just tell them what I just told you, because it's absolutely true. And I don't care that it gets your dander up. I'm trying to make sure that you understand that it's the truth that makes men free, not the compromises and the lies of other men. It reminds me of something I used to teach the colleges and the high schools all across the country with a woman named Barbara DeAngelis. Did you ever heard of her? Barbara DeAngelis, she writes books of how to make love and marriage work. She's probably made millions of dollars off the stupidity and ignorance of the American people, no doubt. Why do you say that, Bradley? Because did you know that Barbara DeAngelis, who's teaching people how to make love and marriage work, did you know that she was married 5 times? No joke. It's the same thing we're seeing here. In contrast to the Word of God. That's why Bradley Dean is here. I'm a stumbling block. I'm a rock of offense because I'm not going to remove myself from what the Word of God says. Jesus said, straight, narrow, and difficult is the way. He said we're to strive into it. And we're to hold to his word, not to the compromise of men or to the standard of what the world puts up. P.S., talking about another guy here. Media loved to promote him because he promoted everything he was told to promote, including the shot. What are you talking about? The guy was worth $300 million. You don't make $300 million. And I know that much of that money was made off the fights, but it was also made off of his grills as well. Okay? And I'm not here to say I'm happy that that's where he's at. But according to Scripture, I know many Americans, because of their biblical illiteracy, think he's in heaven. That's not what Scripture tells us at all. We got Sal calling from Aurora, Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
I just wanted to say this Alex Jones bankruptcy is 100% fraud. And there's a website, victorhugocollection.com. He's interviewed an attorney named Robert Wynn Young, who is saying that this is fraud because Alex Jones, Wolfgang Halbig, and James Fetzer superseded their First Amendment rights so their cases would be flushed down the toilet. And Alex Jones tells you how the First Amendment is the tip of the spear. That's a bunch of garbage. It's a lie. And all of this is fraud. And we may be on the verge of this unraveling, this whole Sandy Hook fraud. And I sure hope it happens. And I'll say one more thing before I get out of here. I used to feel bad because I agreed with Louis Farrakhan on one thing. He said the vax was the red vial of death. And then I came to realize it's a good thing that even someone who is the way he is, and I the way I am, have come to an agreement how bad that really is.
Sal, are you listening to us on KHNC 1360? Did I lose Sal? I did. Yep, he hung up. I believe he's listening on KHNC. By the way, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Again, I know, Bradley, you're just being really judgmental. No, I just love more than you do. I just love more than you do. I'm just willing to go ahead and tell people the truth that you've withheld for them far too long. Matter of fact, there's a lot of people in hell right now that you were responsible for because you didn't love them enough to tell them. Yet you told everybody around them how much you loved them. The way that you love people is you give people what Jesus said. You don't go on this little rabbit trail of loving them to Jesus or be seeker friendly or befriend them to Jesus. No, you tell them the truth. Why do you think he was crucified? Why do you think Jesus said you're going to be hated for my name's sake? That's what love does. Just did an article on Sons of Liberty Media talking about just that thing. Look at the old version of love, friends, that got us to where we're at today in face of this modern day love. It's an antichrist love. It adjusts itself to the standard of a reprobate, a man dead in his sins. Okay? Let me go to the next point. I had a guy today. I posted this, and I want to show it to you, and I'll read it for you. But here's a picture and a post of old Donnie. And you notice how Donald Trump never has any smart people around him? The only smart people he has around him are his handlers, those that tell him what he's supposed to do and what he's supposed to say. And the teleprompter, of course. Because outside of that, that's all he does is blow his own horn. Because nobody else will do it. Well, I'm sorry to say that there's a lot of people that will do it. And it shows you how ignorant the American people have become. But here's a picture of Paula White. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully because this post right here, this is factual information, by the way. It's got a picture of Paula White with her hand on Donald Trump. I'm going to come right back on the other side of this heartbreak, and I'm going to read this to you so you can get a little taste of what I'm talking about and how far they have diverted away from the Word of God. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Love hearing from you, pro or con. Thanks for that call, Sal. (281) 845-4704. Final segment. Now's the time. Wanted to let you know, I was just highlighting this right now because this is what you call sticking your foot in your mouth. So what I did is I highlighted this picture. I just want to make clear, I don't know of anybody in the world of evangelism that approves Donald Trump's pick. But as I said, scoundrels don't like people around them that are supposed to have the law of truth in their mouth, the way that God ordains them. Also, first and foremost, that's Malachi 2:6. But also, when you look at 52:11 of Isaiah, the Lord only sends sanctified vessels. Okay. So what you have here is a whore who has sold herself out to the kingdom of the enemy. She's bowed down to it. She's reaping the world right now. This is exactly the example the Lord did not bow to, right? But she did it, not once, not twice, but on and on and on and on again. And she's appointed to a position. Now, the reason is if you look at 1 Kings 13:33, remember they always took the baser sort and they put them up in high positions. That's the way that they lower the standard. So what do? They take an immoral woman, an adulterator, a whore, because that's what Paula White is, and they put her up as the head of that department. Now, this is what I want you to see. She left her first husband, Paula White did, the appointee of Donald Trump, dumped the second one after cheating on him, then married a member of the rock band Journey. He's a sick joker too, by the way. As a matter of fact, he was standing in a church, and I actually heard the audio of this, and it was a video I was driving, and it was the member from Journey that she just married. He told all the men in that room and the women to just go ahead if you have to release your sexual desires to go home and watch porn with your mate. No joke. Okay, so that's what you're dealing with here. But it also talks about how Paula White broke into the band's account, Journey's, and embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars after committing fraud and running a Ponzi scheme. Now, for some reason or another, she leads the White House faith office. This isn't a joke. She's an abs... Folks, if people, again, would get back to the word, they would understand what I'm talking about. Adam... was not the one that was deceived. It was the woman. And I'm not going back and forth with all the women's and hurting your feelings and the such. I'm telling you what the Word of God says. So if you have a problem, go to my Lord and the one that you claim to be your Lord so you can make distinction. But it tells us in 1 Timothy 2:12, what does it say? But I allow not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man to be in silence. Why would Donald Trump appoint her? Because he's a scoundrel. He's a total scoundrel. 281-845-4704. Hey, the reason I keep giving you the number right now because, hey, listen, if you got something in the contrast that you want to share with me or in the contrary, go ahead and call me out. I'll prove my position. Just give me the opportunity. But again, folks, this is crazy. 1 Corinthians 14:34 also talks about how the woman is supposed to learn from her husband at home. And look what's being appointed here. I got to tell you this. Here it is. Because I listen, if I deal with anything, it is always the ignorant that profess to be Christians. They don't know the word. They don't know it all. So I posted that, and listen to what I got from them. The White House has had many people since it was built that have sinned in every way under the sun. If you want to talk about other people's sins, make sure you include everybody, including some of your own and those you hang around. King Solomon said there's nothing new. He is a novice, if that. At best, he's a novice, okay? What he's saying here, absolutely there's no connection in making his point. King Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. That's Ecclesiastes 1:9. That's true, but what are we talking about here? He said this to me, read your Bible and you will not be typing about the sins of Paula or anybody else. What is he doing? He's protecting political idols. I said to him, he said, examine yourself. He couldn't even give me the scripture reference. And I just politely responded, apparently you haven't read the Bible. I said, you might want to read 2 Timothy 3:16 before sticking both feet in your mouth because you just did. Okay, and he was insincere about it. Okay, so he got an insincere response. He got a backhand. I said to him, you need to repent. Matthew 3:2. I said, defending sin is not going to fare well with you, sir, or anyone else. Jesus Christ is the standard. Man's sins and excuses are not. Okay. You're not going to stand there on judgment day and say, well, Lord, I just couldn't help myself. Really? The Bible calls it a choice for everything that you do in this life. Deuteronomy 30:19 and Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Your excuses are not going to fly on judgment day. Okay? So I said that to him. Guess what he says to me? He says, you're blocked. Repent of your gossip. My gossip. No. What does 2 Timothy 3:16 say? Just holding to the word. All scriptures given by the inspiration of God. All of it. For what? For reproof. For reproof. For correction. For instructions in righteousness. Why would you take the lowest reprobate that you could possibly find in the American church? Oh, did I forget to tell you that Paula White And along with Benny Hinn, were also caught on camera walking outside of a hotel in Rome after they visited the Pope. Isn't that interesting? And all these famous preachers, just like I've continuously told the people, you just act like they got there on their own. No, they didn't. They sold themselves out. And we see this over and over and over again. So when we talk about all scriptures given by God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, isn't it interesting how they would rather say nothing to those that they say they love? Here, let me tell you what that is. That's a lack of love. That's called hate, according to 1 John. Read Leviticus 19:17, folks. My goodness. Love warns. Okay, but what these people want us to do is just look the other way. The reason they do that is because they want you to look the other way concerning their political idolatry. Okay, again, I want to remind everybody that Bradley Dean is not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. And if you look at Acts 17:31, it's not going to fly. But let me take it a step further. Did you see this? Because we don't correct, because we don't instruct, because we don't reprove, look what's happened. A married pastor who quit the church becomes a stripper after coming out as a queer, says selling X-rated content on OnlyFans is her new calling. This is what it breeds. This is what hate breeds. You know what? The Bible says that we're supposed to mark these people. These people are supposed to go under church discipline. That's a thing of the past in the American church. No, because they care more about the money than they do about holiness, and then they wonder why they have no power with God, right? But look at this. This is what it's breeding. This is what their love, their lawless love is breeding. This is what these antinomianists are breeding, friends. They're encouraging married pastor women to quit the church, to become strippers, and to come out as queer, selling X-rated content on OnlyFans. She says now, this woman, who has no business in the pulpit whatsoever, says her new calling is to be one that sells herself naked to the world. No joke. Okay? Here, look at this. Do you see this? Former pastor of Jimmy Carter's Baptist Church arrested for child solicitation crimes. I don't understand that. This is just really a thing that's happening right now. You all seen this, right? Robert Morris was busted grooming a 12-year-old girl. You want to know why you're in trouble, America? Because it's not the Church of Jesus Christ anymore. It's not. And I'm not talking about all of it. I'm talking about the popular preachers are put in place. How many of them fell? Oh, we can also talk about Jim Baker, Tammy Faye Baker. I mean, the list goes on of those that were out there sharing with everybody else. Friends, look at all of these said pastors that are falling or they're coming out gay. It's just crazy. It really is. And people look at me like I'm just trying to get one over on somebody. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you what I know. I'm there. Have the hat, have the t-shirt, have the experience. I keep trying to tell people that's not Christianity. Make distinction. Ezekiel 44:23, right? What about Jerry Falwell? What about Steve Lawson just recently, folks? Am I gloating in the fact that they're falling? Absolutely not. I'm just merely telling you, folks, that many of these people that are in the pulpits have never been converted. Why do I know that? Because they're not preaching out against the sins of the nation. That's the whole reason they're there, Hosea 6:5. Talk to you in 20.